We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, from Learfield.
Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Dave Hunziker, John Holcomb with you. And young basketball teams are, well, they're often roller coasters. That's why they're young, and that's sort of what Oklahoma State experienced against Baylor. Coming off a great win over West Virginia on the road, a West Virginia team that was struggling, honestly, but still a hard place to go win. And then against Baylor on Monday, defensively not as sharp, offensively kind of labored in the second half. And, you know, the quick turnaround for this team and the start of classes, there's a lot going on, and it just didn't seem like, as Coach Boynton was talking about, and we were talking about this during the game, just not maybe quite as locked in, for lack of a better term, as we've seen in some of the other recent games.
Yeah, I think you can chalk a lot of it up to focus, Dave, because if you even get to the scouting reports that the coaches come up with for the players, they try to pin down, you know, for people who aren't aware, it's very every game. Players will get a scouting report that has the overview of the team that you're about to play, and it breaks down each individual player that is going to play for the opponent with what their strengths and weaknesses are. And one of the things that you try to do when you have a younger team is you try to make it as simple as possible. And the scouting report for Baylor, without giving too much away, was so-and-so, three-point shooter, get on him. And yep. It's similar to all the other ones. So-and-so, more of a rebounder. You know, that sort of thing. So to make it that easy, so you have to know that. Well, the Cowboys got caught sometimes. They know who could knock down threes. They knew King McClure could shoot, maybe not like this, you know, on Monday night, but they knew he could shoot. But then where the focus showed up, or the lack of focus showed up, was whenever Baylor might break the defense down off the dribble and get in the lane, where you might have just said, all right, we're going to defend however we can defend them in the lane and not leave the shooters. You didn't fight the instinct to come over and help out on the dribbler enough to stay with the shooter. And as a result, that's what left open shooters. And then once, you know, if you're even a decent three-point shooter, once you hit your first two or three, you feel like you're going to hit every one of them coming up.
Sure.
Doesn't matter if a defender's jumping out at you or not.
Well, it goes back to the old thing the way I like to describe it is, you see coaches over the years, Coach Boynton isn't like this, that get so caught up in what guys have done recently that they don't think they have to guard certain guys, and then they make shots. Well, we don't play – this is not a video game. You're not playing off stats, and they're going to behave according to the exact numbers. These are major college basketball players, and they're here for a reason. And it's not because they're here because they have the skills they need to have to play at this level, and they don't have many deficiencies. And they don't have deficiencies in areas where they shouldn't or they would not be here. So, you know, that kind of falls into where Baylor was. You know what I think is going to happen? We'll see if this turns out to be the case. But when you think about it, with a young team, I think as this season goes along, I have a feeling they'll become very matchup driven.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's so hard for young players to really understand completely the first time they roll through a conference like the Big 12 what teams are trying to do to them and the different ways they'll go at you to take away whatever an individual player or a team's strengths are. I think it's hard for young teams to adjust to that. So it's going to be interesting. I think as we go along, we'll see this team be somewhat matchup driven, not because of any fault of their own, but because they're just young and that's part of it. And Baylor, although certainly different personnel-wise than what they've been in the past, when you haven't seen that zone before either, that's another part of it.
Yeah.
That is a funky look, and I think experience matters against that thing. The first time you see it, a guy like Isaac Likely, it just disrupts any rhythm to the game, and it makes it hard.
Absolutely frustrating night for him Monday against Baylor.
Yep.
And he still had 8 rebounds, 5 assists. He did have 3 turnovers, but he didn't score. And he missed the front end of a 1-1. So it was, you know, just a big adjustment for him. And, look, he's got the right approach about this, though. Talking to him post-game after the big game he had in Morgantown, you know, you start spitting stats out at him, and he says, look, all I want to do is what I need to do for our team to win. That's a basic fundamental that you hope every one of your players has. So you go back to that and you say, all right, you learned something. The thing, though, that I like about what Coach Boynton told his team Monday after the loss to Baylor, they wrote the word accountability up on the board, but he also said, you know, some people are going to, and he said it in this context, because some people are going to say, well, you know, we continue on, you are a young team. Okay, yes, but we've played 17 games now. When does that start to take a back seat, and when does the accountability, the individual accountability, step forward? Because, you know, some people may be advancing faster in their first year here than you thought they would, or maybe not as much. I mean, get it back to that focus level on yourself and what you need to do to help the team. And I mean, that's important, because you can get scatterbrained at some point, because these games start coming at you one after the other. And this was a quick turnaround from Saturday in Morgantown to Monday night against Baylor. But that's part of the deal.
It is. And attention to detail becomes critically important in conference play.
Yes.
As we found out against Baylor, now you're into a really important stretch. At Iowa State, it's going to be a hard game to win. Then, at home for Oklahoma, Bedlam, always entertaining. Home for South Carolina, who's been playing well. Then a week off, then Kansas State at home. The reason that's so important is this. After February 2nd, in roughly the last month plus of conference play, Oklahoma State will have 2 games against Texas Tech, 2 games against Kansas, 2 games against TCU. They'll go to K-State and to Texas during that time frame. The back end of this schedule is very, very hard. So racking up wins during this stretch, continuing to build, is critically important, because you're going to be an underdog in a bunch of games down the stretch. That was the sad thing about Baylor getting away. That's one you could have won, could have added that to your ledger on the positive side, and there's still some winnable games ahead. But you get into February, it gets tough, really tough.
It really does. And, you know, where are you? Especially, okay, I'm not making the excuse for the first-year players, because we just talked through that, but if you are going through this for the first time, the mental aspect of wearing on you as you get into the back half of the Big 12 schedule, much less the physical. You know, you really got to get locked in. If you thought you were locked in coming into the Baylor game and you found out differently, then what does that tell you about the mental focus that you're going to have on the back end? And guys on this team can help give out Coach Boynton's message along those lines, like McGriff and Waters and Thomas DeZagua. But these guys are going to have to do it themselves. You know, they've got to work through it themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's just part of the process. So on the air at Ames, Iowa, 4 o'clock on Saturday, we'll tip at 5. Oklahoma State and Iowa State. Cowboys won there last year against an Iowa State team, honestly, that by that time was very depleted. But it really doesn't matter. A win in Hilton is something to be cherished regardless.
There's not going to be anybody there either.
No. It's supposed to be like high of 10 or 5 above on Saturday and 10 below zero at night, and there'll be 14,000 people there. So it'll be an environment. You know, and honestly, let's face it, you know, thinking back to where the Cowboys have played on the road up to this point, it'd be the hardest road venue they've played in.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma was challenging, but the students weren't there, so
right.
It wasn't the same.
Right.
West Virginia had 13,000 people there, but the Mountaineers were struggling, and their fans, because of how the game kind of transpired, never really got engaged in the game. Oh, there'll be plenty engaged in Ames. So here we go.
Always are. It's one of the great places still to go watch a college basketball game because they get out there and they support it.
I think nationally, definitely one of the most underappreciated places in America, without question, because you talk to people from outside of this part of the country, they have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they know it's good, but they have no idea how good it is. I'll be honest, in some ways, as Kansas, I mean, I don't mean to criticize Kansas, but they pump in some artificial noise to make the Allen Fieldhouse even more intimidating than it already is. In a big, big game environment, Hilton's every bit as good. I think it is.
Yeah.
You think I'm crazy?
No. The only thing that Hilton doesn't have is the sunlight coming in through the windows when you're playing an afternoon game.
True.
In the Allen Fieldhouse. But, in terms of the fans showing up, being involved, and packing the place and creating that. I mean, how do you think Iowa State ran through Kansas when they met in Ames earlier this year?
Yeah, they did.
That was a big part of it. That was
sure.
A big part of it.
Always is. So we'll see how we do. We'll go up there and see if we can make it 2 in a row. On the air at 4, tip at 5. This has been the Cowboy Network Insider, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.